KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Some of the survivors of Sunday's N2 bus crash near Shaka Skral have recalled the traumatic day. The accident claimed the lives of 9 members of the 12 Apostles Church in Trinity. They had been returning from a service in Richards Bay when the driver lost control of the bus and it rolled down an embankment. A mass memorial service is underway for them at the Shayamoya Sports Ground in Guadaguza. Deputy Minister of Transport Nkululeko Hlengwa and KZN's Transport MEC Sboniso Duma are attending. One of the survivors of the crash, Sikelela Khumalo, says that he's still heartbroken that he wasn't able to free his nephew from the wreckage. Cabinet has welcomed the 2025 national budget, saying it will help keep the country afloat.
The taxes increases are going to finance sustainability of this country by maintaining 1,000 teachers in the classrooms, 9,300 health workers in their jobs, the employment of 800 community service doctors, and allow an additional 700,000 children of the age of 4 years to access early childhood development, which is necessary.
Minister in the Presidency Khumbudzo Ntshavheni was delivering the outcomes of a cabinet meeting in Cape Town. It was held last night, just hours after Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana delivered his revised budget. The proposed percentage point VAT increase split over 2 years was among the talking points. Ntshavheni says the budget does contain measures to soften the blow.
No increase in the fuel levy, above inflation increases to social grants with old age and disability grants increasing by 130 rands to 2,315 by 2025. Significant funding allocation to PRASA to improve passenger rail transport, which will reduce household income spent on transport costs.
And Donald Trump's special envoy has arrived in Moscow ahead of talks over a possible Ukraine ceasefire deal. Steve Witkoff was part of the delegation which agreed a plan with officials from Kyiv during a meeting in Saudi Arabia earlier this week. It's unclear who he'll meet or when in Russia, but Vladimir Putin's regime has reportedly set out a series of demands for a truce. And back home, a reminder that stormy weather is expected later today, continuing into tomorrow. There's a yellow level 4 alert for severe thunderstorms in most of KZN this afternoon, with possible hail, damaging winds and severe lightning. In southeastern KZN, an orange level 6 warning has been issued for disruptive rain from the afternoon. The heavy downpours could cause flooding and mudslides. The top story this hour, some of the survivors of Sunday's N2 bus crash near Shaka Skral have recalled the traumatic day. And they are a mass memorial service is currently underway at the Shayamoya Sports Ground in Guadaguza. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.